The scriptural selection is from the King James Bible and Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures and Prose Works, a compilation of books by Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science. The readings are recorded so that people worldwide may listen to them at their convenience. The title of the readings today is He Ain't Heavy, He's My Brother. The Bible. The following passages are from Matthew, 1 Thessalonians, and Romans. Whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother. Ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another, but as touching brotherly love, be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Matthew. Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. The righteous answer him, saying, Lord, when saw we thee and hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? Verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. The Parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke. In that hour Jesus rejoiced in spirit and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him, and departing, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. And when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these 3 thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise. Matthew. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Ye are the salt of the earth. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. 1 Peter. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Unto you, therefore, which believe he is precious, show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. For so is the will of God, that with well-doing ye may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Man's shameful fall and punishment. Genesis. Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived, and bare Cain, and she again bare his brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of sheep, but Cain was tiller of the ground. And in process of time it came to pass, the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, but unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth? And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, What hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. And now art thou cursed. Henceforth the ground shall not yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth. And Cain said unto the Lord, My punishment is greater than I can bear. Psalms. O God, I sink in deep mire, where there is no standing. Thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Shame has covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren. Hymn 105, the first verse. Help us to help each other, Lord, each other's cross to bear. Forgiveness. Deuteronomy. Thou shalt not abhor an Edomite, for he is thy brother. Matthew. If thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone. If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother. And if he trespassed against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Luke. They cried, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. And as they led him away, they laid hold upon one Simon, a Cyrenian, and on him they laid the cross, that he might bear it after Jesus. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Colossians. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, as Christ forgave you, so also ye do. Admonition and counsel. James, confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Deuteronomy. Thou shalt not kill. Neither shalt thou commit adultery. Neither shalt thou steal. Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. Neither shalt thou covet anything that is thy neighbor's. Leviticus. Thou shalt not hate thy brother in thine heart. If thy brother be waxen poor and fallen in decay with thee, then thou shalt relieve him, yea, though he be a stranger or a sojourner. And if thy brother that dwell by thee be waxen poor and be sold unto thee, thou shalt not compel him to serve as a bond servant. 1 Peter. Servants, be subject to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the froward, for this is thankworthy. If a man for conscience toward God endureth grief, suffering wrongly, but if when ye do well, and suffer for it. Ye take it patiently, ye follow his steps. This is acceptable with God. Deuteronomy, thou shalt not see thy brother's ox or his sheep go astray and hide thyself from them. Thou shalt in any case bring them again unto thy brother. In like manner shalt thou do with his raiment, and with all lost thing of thy brother's, which he has lost, and thou hast found. Thou shalt not see thy brother's ass or his ox fall down by the way, and hide thyself. Thou shalt surely help him to lift them up again. Reconciliation. Let us not therefore judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way. Matthew, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, and there remember that thy brother has aught against thee, leave there thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. And from Matthew and 1 Peter, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Fear God, honor all men, love the brotherhood. And from Science and Health, our Heavenly Father, divine love demands that all men should follow the example of our Master and his disciples. The nature of Christianity is peaceful and blessed. Hear these imperative commands. Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Heal the sick. Jesus acknowledged no ties of the flesh. He asked, who is my mother and who are my brethren? Implying that it is they who do the will of his Father. One infinite God, good, unifies men and nations, constitutes the brotherhood of man. A Christian Scientist occupies the place at this period of which Jesus spoke to his disciples when he said, ye are the salt of the earth, ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. What can be the standard of good, of spirit, of life, or of truth if they produce their opposites such as evil, matter, error, and death? God could never impart an element of evil, and man possesses nothing which he has not derived from God. Genesis 4:8. Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. The erroneous belief that life, substance, and intelligence can be material ruptures the life and brotherhood of man at the very outset. Genesis 4:9. And the Lord Jehovah said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Here the serpentine lie invents new forms. At first it usurps divine power. Now it repudiates even the human duty of man towards his brother. The belief of life in matter sins at every step. It incurs divine displeasure, and it would kill Jesus that it might be rid of troublesome truth. Material beliefs would slay the spiritual idea whenever and wherever it appears. Though error hides behind a lie and excuses guilt, error cannot forever be concealed. Truth, through her eternal laws, unveil error. Truth causes sin to betray itself and sets upon error the mark of the beast. the beast and the false prophets are lust and hypocrisy. The eternal truth destroys what mortals seem to have learned from error, and man's real existence as a child of God comes to light. And from Prose Works. In the book Miscellaneous Writings, The Fruit of Spirit is the title, and it's an allegory. Picture to yourself a city set upon a hill. Then from this sacred summit, behold a stranger wending his way downward and to where a few laborers in a valley at the foot of the mountain are working and watching for his coming. The descent and ascent are beset with peril, privation, temptation, toil, suffering. But the stranger meets and masters their secret and open attacks with serene confidence. He saith unto the patient toilers therein, What do ye here? Would ye ascend the mountain? The way winds and widens in the valley, up the hill. It is straight and narrow, and few there be that find it. Discerning in his path the penitent one who had groped his way from the dwelling of luxury, the stranger saith unto him, Wilt thou climb the mountain and take nothing of thine own with thee? He answered, I will. Then said the stranger, Thou hast chosen the good path, follow me. Many there were who had entered the valley to speculate in worldly policy, religion, politics, finance, and to search for wealth and fame. These had heavy baggage of their own and insisted upon taking all of it with them, which must greatly hinder their ascent. The stranger pointing the way and helping them on, saying, He that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Obstinately holding themselves back and sore-footed, they fall behind and lose sight of their guide. When, stumbling and grumbling and fighting each other, they plunge headlong over the jagged rocks. Then he who has no baggage goes back and kindly binds up their wounds, wipes away the blood stains, and would help them on, but suddenly the stranger shouts, Let them alone. They must learn from the things they suffer. Make thine own way, and if thou strayest, listen for the mountain horn, and it will call thee back to the path that goeth upward. Dear reader, dost thou suspect that the valley is humility, that the mountain is heaven-crowned Christianity, and the stranger the ever-present Christ, the spiritual idea which from the summit of bliss surveys the veil of the flesh to burst the bubbles of earth with a breath of heaven and acquaint sensual mortals with the mystery of godliness, unchanging, unquenchable love. Hast not thou heard this Christ knock at the door of thine own heart and closed it against truth? He alone ascends the hill of Christian Science who follows the way-shower, the spiritual presence and idea of God. Whatever obstructs the way, causing to stumble, fall, or faint, those mortals who are striving to enter the path, divine love will remove and uplift the fallen and strengthen the weak. Therefore, give up thy earth weights and observe the apostle's admonition, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Then, loving God supremely and thy neighbor as thyself, thou wilt safely bear thy cross up to the throne of everlasting glory. This concludes the readings and the recording portion of our meeting.